T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is WWJ All Local with Jackie Page.
In a story that you're hearing first on News Radio 950, a suspect has been identified in the case of a missing home that was owned by a state representative. WWJ's City Beat reporter Vicki Thomas tells us in this exclusive report that the state rep is now calling on the FBI to get involved.
My source tells me investigators now know who demolished the home on Minox Street, and it was not the city of Detroit. My source tells me that police have a full confession. State Representative Sherry Gay Danyogo's nonprofit put over $40,000 into renovating the home for a needy family when it was damaged by fire in a vacant home next door. They were in the process of determining whether to continue with renovations or to demolish it when it mysteriously disappeared. Vicki Thomas, WWJ News Radio 950.
State police have arrested a man who allegedly had been stealing construction equipment. Troopers from the Monroe Post worked with the Brownstown Township Police Department on the investigation that led to the discovery of $50,000 worth of equipment at a home on Beachway Drive. The suspect was taken into custody after he was found hiding inside of his home. Charges are now pending. The mounting cost of the GM strike. Here's WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert.
Layoffs, just one part of the story. 12,000 in the supply base, set in salaried workers with fewer hours, contract workers who aren't needed, and the Anderson Economic Group says 150,000 workers could be impacted overall. Then there are supplier earnings, says Mike Wall of IHS Market.
There's going to be headwinds on profitability with some of these suppliers to the extent that they're, you know, again, having to incur some of those additional costs without building parts.
Anderson Economic Group estimates $412 million already in lost wages. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Police say two teens who were killed when a car crashed into a house in Detroit yesterday. A car that police had attempted to stop along Chalmers slammed into an SUV near Kercheval on the east side. The car then drove straight into a house owned by Cheryl Shambliss.
I just went upstairs. I just let a friend of mine in. We made it upstairs. We sat down for 2 minutes. Next thing you know, we heard the a crash. It's, we all hear them all the time up and down Chalmers because every other day it's an accident. And it's like we heard the loud noise. I looked out the window to the down here towards the corner. There's a big crash. Next thing you know, I was like, oh, wow, another accident.
The two who died were inside the vehicle, which caught fire. A GoFundMe has been set up to help the Shambliss family find somewhere else to live. We do have a link at WWJNewsRadio.com. New on the Health Beat this afternoon, rabies has been confirmed in skunks and some other animals in Oakland County. We get the latest now from WWJ health reporter Dr. Deanna Lights.
Two cases of rabies confirmed in skunks in Southfield and Farmington Hills, according to the Oakland County Health Division. So far this year in Oakland County, there have been a dozen confirmed cases of rabies, 4 bats and 8 skunks. The rabies virus is found in the saliva of infected animals and is spread through bites or scratches. The health department's urging residents to avoid wild animals such as skunks, bats, stray cats, and dogs to protect against rabies. From the Delta Dental Health Desk, Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
Two new Detroit dates have been announced this morning for Elton John's Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. He'll be back at Little Caesars Arena on May 1st and 2nd after selling out 2 earlier shows on the tour last October. Tickets will go on sale next Friday to the general public. The American Express presale begins at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. You can also listen right here this Friday, October 11th, and next Thursday, October 17th, for your chance to beat the box office and win tickets to the show. If you're a fan of horror, sci-fi, or action movies, well, this is the week to head to Grand Rapids. WWJ's Beth Fisher reports the Thriller Chiller Film Festival is being held.
64 films are being shown now through Saturday night, including some classics like Bride of Frankenstein and Evil Dead.
The other cult classics we're playing would be Godzilla vs. Destroyer on Thursday. That one came about because our fans online wouldn't stop talking about Godzilla, so we took that as a hint that they really wanted to see one of those movies.
Thriller Chiller Festival director Shirley Griffin says there will also be four independent films. The movies are being shown at the Wealthy Theater in Grand Rapids. Beth Fisher, WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.